I'm just gonna show my face for this little video, it's whatever.
So yesterday was the last day for the Sega pop-up shop at Little Tokyo, and I've been visiting the store like I think every week or something, because they brought out like new merch and shit. I was there in day one actually, and I'm just gonna do a bit of a big haul of what I got throughout that month, and yeah, big video, so you can time it if you want.
Woo! You get these. Woo! First thing I want to show is my little these little folder sleeves. I got one of Sonic, of Knuckles, Shadow, Amy, and Tails, but this one I'm giving to my in-law because she really likes Tails. So yeah, there's your little surprise. Woo. Next, I got this little I guess I would call it a tote bag of, you know, the team. I like the pattern of it. Look at this, it's so cute. I love it. It's really small though. I might use it for like either if I'm going on a corner store or something for errands, or for bath stuff. It has nice it feels nice though. The material is quite nice. So the inside, I don't think it has, nope, no pattern, but yeah. I almost forgot about this one. This was actually a folder too, but it's with everyone. And then look at the background for this. It's look at that. I should have added this in the folder. Like I said, it was going throughout the weeks. This one my friend actually bought for me. It is a standee of Sonic with some Sakura petals in the background. I wanted to get the whole collection, but I knew I had to make sure I budget because, you know, life. And so out of all of them that my friend offered me to pick, I chose this one because I like Sakura petals and Sonic. So, yeah. I also got this little sticker. I wanted to get the Sakura petal one too, but they ran out. And yeah. Next is this little acrylic block with Mighty and Knuckles. It is so pretty. Hang on real quick.
I think this is the best I'm going to get. But yeah, when you put it behind light, it makes such pretty background. It is so cute. I love it. Ah!
I also got this tote bag with Sonic. It's a small print, but you know, I like it. It's whatevers. It's a good size. At least I think it is. Next was this little Sonic coin purse thing in the back. You could, it has a little pocket in it. My friend commented that it should have probably been clear over here so you can put, like, I don't know, like a little tap card or ID thing. So whenever you're on the go, just put it there. But I mean, I like it. Size wise, I think it can fit your phone. I think if it's my hand, so maybe your phone, if it's small enough, your little wallet or a tap card or something. But yeah, this one's pretty cute. He's very soft too. The fur on this. Ugh. Speaking of fur, I also got these three plushies. They're also soft. They're good. I'm, you know, pretty big. My Shadow. I was mad I didn't have Knuckles. I wanted a Knuckles one too, but they had Amy, Sonic, Shadow, and then they had Tails. But I didn't really want Tails. Quick little thing. On day one, we actually we met some of the marketing people for Sega in America, and they asked us what we liked about Sega, and we suggested that we liked the merch that had Shadow smiling. So a little bit of a promo. They're not paying me. I've just been doing a little bit of a promo. Literally days after my friend suggested the whole when we mentioned that we like Shadow smiling, we went on their online shop, the Sega shop. It's available for everybody, by the way. And they put this up as one of their options. It literally just came up like a couple days after she suggested Smiling Shadow. So, yeah. He's still available. If you want to snag him up, he's $25. And I think it's going to change after you input shipping and handling. But, yeah. If you want a Smiling Shadow, he's in there. All right, back to the rest of the shit.
Next, I got the Shadow tote bag. The bag is pretty small, but I like it. The print is pretty big and covers most of this. The material is quite nice, so if you want a little book bag or something, yeah, you can use this. I don't think it's available on the Sega shop online anymore, but I did see Sonic, so if you want it, it's in there. More plushies. These are plush charms. I have one of Sonic, Amy, and Knuckles. I was so happy they finally had a Knuckles plush. The other options were Eggman and Tails. And honestly, I just wanted these three. The next thing I got were these enamel pins. I have Amy, Sonic, Shadow, and Knuckles. On the last day, funny enough, the last ones was Knuckles and Eggman. my poor boy.
I also got these little mystery squares and circle buttons. And yeah. For buttons, I got Trip, Eggman, Tails, Blaze, Sonic, and Knuckles. And for squares, I got Tails, Amy, Mighty and Knuckles, Eggman, Mighty and Ray, Shadow and Maria, and Shadow.
I also got this red Sonic and Knuckles t-shirt. Yeah, my favorite boys. Put my hair in a ponytail because it's really hot. Anyway, if you actually spent a certain amount, you were also given some free stuff. And I spent a lot. I'll show it to you.
So if you spend a certain amount, you get these double-sided tote bags. And one side it's Sonic, and then on the other side it's, I don't know this. I know it's from Persona, I just don't know this cat's name. But yeah, I got two because, again, I've been going throughout the week and I spend a certain amount of money. And yeah.
Come on!
That is the best I can do. Another thing you would also get along with the tote bags, if you spend a certain amount, is that you get the special posters. I have two or three of these, of this poster with the whole group. I want to have one displayed in my room, and then the other one would probably be stored away. I have to look for a portfolio for my posters, honestly.
And the other one would just be the Sonic poster. Honestly, I wish I could have this flat, but it is so curled up right now. Sorry, I got a door. She was crying for me. But yeah, that's basically what I got throughout the month of July for the pop-up. I really hope they actually open a store like that again soon in the near future. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I went with my friends, so I wouldn't have to go alone. And we both enjoyed it. And yeah. Some of the stuff is available in their website, the Sega shop or something. And if you want to try and get something that we passed that was in the Sega Shaka shop, your best chance is in there. So, yeah. Okay, bye.